This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Top leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said he is working 24/7 to make the country a developed nation by 2047. He said this Lok Sabha election is about a stronger and stable government at the centre. Mr. Modi said, stronger the central government, stronger will be the world's trust in India. He said that the ruling TMC has deprived people of the state by not implementing various welfare schemes. Mr. Modi said that INDIA bloc has no vision to lead the country. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held a public meeting in Purulia Lok Sabha constituency in support of party candidate Shanti Ram Mahato. She said Trinamool Congress is committed to the development of the state. Attacking the BJP, she alleged that under the Citizenship Amendment Act, people will be ousted from their homes. Tomorrow is the last day for withdrawal of candidature in the states and union territories going to polls in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place yesterday. Filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. In Kerala, BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, Congress-led United Democratic Front and the left parties led Left Democratic Front are undertaking whirlwind statewide tour. Kerala will go to polls in a single phase in the second phase. BJP leader and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis addressed media in Thiruvananthapuram today. He said the country has progressed immensely under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Congress today released a list of three candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Party has fielded Pradeep Biswas from Bangaon, Azhar Malik from Uluberia and Dr. Papiya Chakrabarty in Ghatal in West Bengal. Party also announced Anju Begum as its candidate for bipoll to Bhaga Bangola Assembly constituency in West Bengal. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons and Gen Z content. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today urged young professionals to be part of the endeavour of making India a developed country by 2047. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the 6th convocation ceremony of IIM Bodh Gaya in Bihar. He said, young mind and students of today are the torchbearers of India's future. China conducted military combat patrols in the disputed South China Sea today. Southern Theatre Command of Beijing's People's Liberation Army today confirmed that it was organizing joint naval and air combat patrols in the area. Joint drills by the Philippines, the United States, Japan and Australia are also taking place today. Foreign investors pumped in 1,215 crore rupees into the Indian debt market in the first week of April. In this calendar year, they have invested 10,568 crore rupees into the equity market and 57,073 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital market to 67,641 crore rupees. And in IPL cricket, chasing a target of 235 runs, Delhi Capital were 60 for 1 in 7.3 overs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that's the end of this news bulletin.